And say it's raining, but it's not raining hard, just a few fine drops. You'd say it's what kind of rain?
It's just sprinkling, or it's misting rain.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what would you call a shower? How much rain is a shower?
It's a light rain.
Mm-hmm. But it's heavier than, say, a sprinkle.
A sprinkle, yes.
And what about a drizzle? Would you ever use that?
Oh, yes.
What's a drizzle?
A drizzle is, when we say a drizzle, it means that it has, we've had a light rain all night, or all, say for 24 hours, mm-hmm. drizzle. Mm-hmm. Just a continuous light rain.
And what do you call the heavy white mist that comes out of the river? It's
the fog and mm-hmm. the mist.
Mm-hmm. And you see, I couldn't drive because it was so
foggy. Mm-hmm.
What do you call an old, say when you're gone for weeks and weeks without rain, you're having a
dry spell. Mm-hmm.
And what if it's even longer? Any other name for that? Still just a dry spell?
Yes. But I can't think of it right now.
You ever call it drought?
Drought is exactly what I was trying to think of. Mm-hmm.
And you told me how a little while ago how you describe a wind that was getting stronger. What would you say? So the wind is
increasing.
More.
Blowing harder.
It's gradually getting stronger. You say it's what? The wind is
strengthening.
Would you ever say picking up? Or
picking up, would you say that?
And what if it's just
picking up is what? The wind is quieting down, allaying.
Mm-hmm. And say you go outside in the fall and it's not really cold, not disagreeably cold, but just the way
it's
nice and crisp. Any other way you'd say it's rather what out here?
Chilly or invigorating is a word that Mother would use.
Mm-hmm. And you say if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, say last night we had
a frost. Mm-hmm.
You say the night before it was so cold that the lake
froze.
And you might say, if it gets colder tonight, the pine might
freeze over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You might talk about your pipes. They had
frozen
before. You have to get out there and do something to them.
Turn on, and I know what to do for that.
How are the ceilings in your house over there?
I can't remember. In my grandfather's house at Oak Street, the rooms were 18 by 18 by 18.
Good night.
But those, I think, are... It's 12 or 14, and I say 12.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Say it, Paul. I was telling you all my troubles and just kept telling you about them. Maybe you're getting a little tired of hearing me say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my troubles too.
I have troubles too.
Mm-hmm. And I might ask you, or you might ask me, did you
hear me?
Mm-hmm. And I might say, yes, I
heard you.
Mm-hmm. You might say, talking about a noise at night, I haven't
heard that noise before.
In a long time, yeah. And I might say, I ask you if you know a person. You might say, no, I don't know him, but I
have heard of him.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.
I knew his sister.
And say that someone comes into town, an old friend, and another friend's visiting. The friend might say, might ask you, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no,
I haven't seen him.